Hello and welcome to this podcast from the Business Marketing Club, or BMC. I'm Dave Stevens, I'm a business marketer and I'm chair and co-founder of the BMC. The Business Marketing Club is a not-for-profit community network of business marketing professionals and people interested in business marketing. It's run by business marketers for business marketers, and we provide face-to-face and virtual event meetups, training, podcasts, blogs, newsletters, mentoring, social media groups, community groups, and gatherings for business marketers. Today, we have almost 5,000 participants around the world. But if this is the first time you've joined us, you're very welcome. Check us out at businessmarketingclub.org.uk. Of course, if you've been here before, well, it's really good to see you again. Welcome back. Every profession needs its heroes, the people who have the courage to challenge convention, drive outstanding achievement, and give the discipline a noble name. In this episode, we'll be speaking in depth to one such business marketing hero, learn about what they do, how they've got here, and a bit about what's made them who they are today. I'm delighted to be joined today by the marketing director at Applaud, Rachel James. Rachel, welcome to our podcast.
Thanks so much for having me. I'm so happy to be here.
It's great to have you here. And now we're doing this over Zoom, so I can see where you are and you can see where I am. But for the benefit of our listeners, it looks like an office. Where do we find you today?
Yes. So today I am in an office, actually. I'm in London today. I'm in Paddington, in a Regis office here. So rarity, I'm outside of my home office.
Look at that. And is it strange being back in the office environment again after all of that COVID lockdown?
Do you know what? It is. I mean, I've always been an advocate for remote working and hybrid working, but I've really missed the team interaction. I've really missed those kind of conversations, the office buzz. So I am really grateful to have a mix now of, you know, being able to get some of that face-to-face time and, you know, have that mixed in, peppered in with getting to work from home as well.
Yeah, hopefully the best of both worlds.
Exactly. The best of both worlds, for sure.
So you're marketing director at Applaud. So now is time for you to tell us who and what Applaud are / do.
Yeah, of course. So Applaud, we're a HR tech vendor. So really hot space to be in right now. It's funny, I actually joined Applaud just before the pandemic hit. So I was really excited about the opportunity as it was. And then, you know, within kind of 30 days, I found myself in one of the hottest spaces in tech, which was really exciting. But what we're all about at Applaud really is delivering consumer grade technology experiences at work. I think a lot of people can relate to situations where they've been using work technology and it feels like you're going back kind of 10, 15 years. And, you know, you maybe have one system to book your leave and one system to do your performance management, another system for payroll, can't remember your logins, you have to email somebody in HR to help you out. And it's just not the same experiences that we have every day as consumers. You know, if you want to listen to something on your Spotify, you can do that in two clicks. And it's not what you have when you're trying to pick a program on Netflix. So that's what we try and do. We deliver those consumer grade experiences in the world of work.
And your marketing director at Applaud, so obvious question, what does that role actually entail? You know, how does it support what the business is doing? How does it all fit together?
So I joined as marketing director at Applaud at a really exciting time. So I was marketing employee number one. So I was kind of tasked with setting up the whole marketing division.
You were the marketing department.
I was the marketing department. Fortunately, now we have a few extra pairs of hands on deck, which have been critically important. But yes, it's, you know, setting up the whole marketing strategy. Shortly after I joined, we got our first sales employee. We've now got a really nice sales team. So, you know, my job, I think, is really twofold. Sort of one is building up the brand awareness and the brand credibility of Applaud. We're still a relatively small company. We come up against these really big names all the time. So it's making sure that we have the credibility to compete in that arena. And the other part of my job is really kind of all around lead generation, and, you know, helping our sales team to hit their revenue goals in a really tangible way.
And that's kind of, I mean, that's quite broad. That goes from strategy all the way down to kind of the great detail of each tactic. So what are the bits of that that you enjoy? And what are the bits of that that make you think, oh, actually, you know what, I'd rather go off and do this thing instead?
Yeah, that's a really great question. I mean, I think one of the reasons I was really attracted to marketing as a career in the first place is because there really is a really nice mix of the analytical, the science, the kind of strategy-driven, data-driven aspects of the role, you know, balanced with the creative components as well. There's an opportunity to really get creative design-wise, coming up with campaign concepts. And so for me, I really do like the variety of the role. But I'm fortunate that I was able to build my own team and find people that have strengths, you know, where I have weaknesses. And so I really enjoy the strategy side of things. I actually really still enjoy the execution when I get stuck in and get my hands dirty. But you know, I've made sure that I've got, for example, really detail-oriented people in my team that will dot every I and cross every T, and we really get stuck into that side of things that maybe isn't so much my forte.
Yeah, that's what I sometimes get. I think my team can kind of see now where I'm beginning to just kind of get bored. And immediately know that's the thing that they've got to go away and focus on some more. So how did you get to be marketing director at Applaud? You mentioned that kind of you just got to that place just as the pandemic kicked in. So mm-hmm. you've got quite an illustrious career, I think, before that. So maybe could you perhaps take us through some of the key steps on the journey that got you here? And I guess specifically I'm asking this question from the perspective of, you know, our listeners kind of mm-hmm. wanting to think about things that maybe from your career journey they might want to emulate, or they might want to think further on.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I think I was quite lucky graduating from university, because I knew that I wanted a career in marketing or PR, but I knew I knew what I wanted to do. And I think that's actually half the battle. I think, you know, often now young people find themselves at university and there's so many choices and it can be really hard to pick your career path. So I appreciate that I was already in a privileged position knowing that, and it meant I could really kind of narrow my searches when I was looking for those graduate roles that were really hard to come by at the time, and they're really hard to come by now. Mm. But I found myself in a marketing role working for an events company, which I just thought was such a great training ground, because, you know, events, I think, still today are one of the non-movable deadlines that you have in your marketing activity calendar. So you can't just push that back a week. You can't be late on anything. Everything has to be done. It has to be done on time. It has to be done correctly, because people are coming to that event. So you have to be ready. So I thought that was a perfect training ground. And I was just really fortunate that the events company that I worked for was a global events company. And so after doing a year in London, I got the opportunity to do a year in Singapore. And I think that was really great to, you know, get to experience working in a different culture and get to understand how you have to adapt your marketing strategies to work differently for local markets. And you can't just pick up what you're doing in the UK and expect that to work for APAC. It doesn't work. So really kind of understanding those nuances, and that was really fortunate that I had that opportunity. And then I got offered a job in Dubai. And again, I thought, great opportunity to work in another culture, work in the Middle East, learn new kind of ways of working, new business mannerisms, etc. So I took myself off to the Middle East, into Dubai, and that was a really kind of like critical turning point for me, because the event that I was working on was a technology focused event. It was a technology focused exhibition. I was only working on one exhibition, marketing that all year round. And I just really, really fell in love with the technology side of things, how fast paced that industry is, you know, how fascinating it is, how innovative it is, how many kind of opportunities there are. And then I knew I'd found not only my niche in marketing, but my niche in the industry that I wanted to work with within marketing. I knew that I wanted to work in tech. And then from then I moved client side. I moved to work for a SaaS organization, and I've stuck in SaaS ever since. I moved back to London when I had my little boy. And then I've really just stuck to SaaS organizations. I love that. I've now found as well that I really like to work for kind of more scale up size organizations. So I think the more you do, the more jobs you have, the more experiences you have, you learn what's important to you, what works for you, what companies you thrive in, where you do your best work, the kind of people that you need to work with to bring out the best sides of yourself. And I think all those things are, they're not things you know when you're entering into your career. They're only things you know by, you know, experiencing them and living them.
There's always a danger, right? And so, because we've never met before, so there's always a danger in me kind of coming in and sort of drawing lessons from this, just from what you said, when I scarcely know you, but I'm going to try anyway. But okay. I want you to keep me on the straight and narrow. So it sounds like one of the big lessons you're kind of suggesting is that people embarking on a marketing career should really try and move around a bit in the early part of their career to kind of build up learning and experience that will equip them for later on.
Yeah, I think so. And I mean, I think what works for me or what worked for me won't necessarily work for everybody. And somebody might be really lucky and, you know, fall into a job really early on that suits them perfectly and they want to stay there forever. And you know, that's fine too. I think I was really aware of pigeonholing myself. Like, I knew that events was a great route into marketing, but I knew I didn't want to be an events marketer forever. And I wasn't sure exactly what marketer I did want to be. And the only way I could figure that out was by learning and by kind of having all those different experiences and all those different roles. And I think every role that I've had, I've learned so much through that change, through getting uncomfortable, you know, through having different managers, through having different sized teams, through working with different technologies, you know, implementing different strategies. By getting uncomfortable each time and stretching myself each time, I've really learned so much.
And what's interesting too is that the kind of breadth of experience that you've sought has been first place geographical, and
yeah,
then secondly sector based. Quite often I hear people telling me about the need to broaden their functional experience a little bit, but there's a real focus for you on geography and upon sector.
Yeah, and I mean, I'm always somebody that's really loved travel. So as soon as I got the opportunities to work abroad, you know, I just grabbed those with both hands. I was so excited about it, about the opportunity to live in a different culture and to have that experience. I was really excited about that. And I have to be honest, I was excited about that from a personal perspective. I didn't maybe go into that knowing how much I would learn from, you know, a career perspective, how much I would grow from a career perspective. And that was a really fortunate accident that happened along the way.
And how much was it accidental, Rachel? Was there, I mean, are you being just very humble to yourself here, or actually was a lot of, in a lot of these cases, did you just kind of fall into this by happenstance?
Well, I think, you know, it's, I definitely made it known that I knew that there were other offices around the globe, and I made it very known that should an opportunity come up in one of those other offices, I would really like to be considered. Right. And I think that that's half the battle, is just like advocating for yourself, advertising for yourself, you're telling people, because if you don't tell people don't know. People don't know that you'd be interested in that kind of thing, and maybe your hat wouldn't even be in the ring for those opportunities. I was also very fortunate that I had, at that point in time, I had a really nurturing line manager who would really advocate for me, who really wanted to create opportunities for me, who was really invested in my growth. And I think that that's so important, to have good role models who are interested in the business goals, but also interested in you personally and developing you personally. So I made that known that I was up for those opportunities. But I think the other thing is, when those opportunities do come up, just taking them, you know, and feeling the fear and doing it anyway. But I think most 20-year-olds, given the opportunity to kind of move to Singapore, would probably grab that opportunity with both hands if circumstances allowed it. But yeah, I think it's taking those opportunities when they come up, and then when they do come up, really giving it 100%, really committing to it, and really trying to get everything that you can out of it, learn as much as you can, soak up as much as you can.
And coming to kind of business marketing generally, what's come through very much in the conversation we've had already is your love of tech. So if we say that is your kind of key love as far as business marketing is concerned, what's the latest in that space? What's the thing that's really exciting at the moment that's keeping you engaged?
In business marketing specifically. I mean, ABM has been kind of a buzz, you know, a buzz terminology, I suppose, for a couple of years now. But I've really enjoyed seeing how that's evolved and how that's changed over the last couple of years. I think we've got a lot smarter when it comes to ABM, and I think that's absolutely the best practice for marketing. And so that's keeping me really engaged at the moment. I think something that I was talking to my colleague about earlier today is how challenged we are as marketers now, in that our customers and our target audience are getting so much smarter than they maybe were kind of 10 years ago. And so our job as marketers is a lot harder, and we have to be a lot more authentic, and we have to make sure that everything we're putting in front of our audience is really value-led and value-driven for them. You know, long gone are the days where you can just feature dump and expect somebody to buy something from you. Yeah. Everything has to be, you know, hyper personalized. Everything has to be incredibly targeted. So obviously that lends itself really nicely to an ABM strategy. But I think it's really pushing us as marketers to do better marketing. And that's something that's keeping me really engaged at the moment.
Definitely. And so that's where we are now. Now there's a risk that, right, this is a podcast, it could be out for the next 10 years or so, and people might look back and laugh. So you've got a big responsibility with this question.
Ooh, okay.
Where does it go next? You know, where does business marketing go over, let's say, the next sort of 5 years?
So I think it's kind of a juxtaposition, actually, but I think it's, how do we take that hyper-personalization and make it scalable? And like that is a juxtaposition, that is a contradiction in terms, because, you know, the two things do not go hand in hand. But I think there will always be that tension, right? You want to zero down, or certainly in my role anyway, you want to zero down in terms of your accounts that you're going after, in terms of the people that you're going after. And then once you get that, you want to find more of those people, you want to find more of those target audience. So how do you kind of zero down and then scale up? And I don't have the answer to that before you ask me that as a follow-up question.
Shucks,
but
okay. But
I think that's definitely something that we are, you know, we're challenged with at the moment, and that's something I'll be really interested to see how that evolves over the coming years.
We got to the point of the interview where it's kind of my desert island question, and my desert island marketing question, I suppose. So you're stranded on a desert island, but what are the chances you've been stranded with your favourite business marketing book? Well, what are the chances of that?
Lucky you.
What is it and why?
Yes. So when you sent me this question through prep, I had to think quite hard about this. But, you know, I think for me, the best, it's not necessarily a business marketing book, but I just think it's a really good marketing book, is Story Brand by Donald Miller. And the reason why I think it's so great is because it really takes away some of the complexity when it comes to messaging, and it really forces you to simplify. And I think what we often fall into the trap of marketers of trying to say everything to everybody, and, oh, you know, we can't forget this part, and like, oh, this might appeal to this person sitting there, so we've got to include that benefit. And then you end up with a really complicated message that actually doesn't resonate with anyone. You know, by trying to talk to everybody, you've missed everyone. And so what this book really challenged me to, and really forced me to do, was simplify. Okay, simplify some more. Okay, what else can you take out? Okay, what else can you zero down, but still put forward a really, really, really compelling message? We actually use that as the basis for our messaging at Applaud. We completely kind of rethought all of the messaging. And it's a really easy book to read. Everybody can read it, marketers, non-marketers. I found it a really great tool when I was trying to communicate with my leadership team, you know, that are all non-marketers except for me, when I was saying to them, hey, we need to change our messaging. We need to, we need to improve on it. It was a really, really easy tool to give to people, for them to quickly grasp what I was saying and where I wanted to go, and then for everybody to kind of get behind it, because everybody could get it. And that's what marketing should be, really, something that's easy for everybody to understand and grasp onto.
And finally then, for people who want to find out more about Applaud, what should they do?
So please connect with me on LinkedIn if you'd like to. Rachel James on LinkedIn, you can find me there. Obviously, you can go onto the Applaud website, we're at applaudhr.com, or you can follow us on social. We've got some really great stuff on our social channels. So all the usual places you can find us, LinkedIn, Twitter.
Rachel, it's great talking to you today.
Thanks for having me. Thanks so much.
All the best. And that's all for this episode of the Business Marketing Club podcast. Thanks to my guest, Rachel James, and thanks to our technical man from Through the Eye, Andrew Gratian. Thanks to you for listening. Do rate or review us if you can, and email me at davestevensnow@gmail.com if you'd like to be a speaker or offer feedback. There's more where this came from. Just go to businessmarketingclub.org.uk, and I hope to see you again. Thanks for listening.